Vamos a saludar a Badi Ismail, testigo del accidente en el río Potomac. El señor Abadi está a 2 millas del aeropuerto. Y esa es la pregunta, Esther, el que vio.
Sir, good morning and thank you so much for being here today with us at W Radio.
You're very welcome, and it's such an unfortunate scene here in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, so that's our first question. We want to begin by asking, what was that you saw?
It was somewhere around 8:50 p.m. last night when I heard a two-bang-bang, very loud bang-bang. I immediately looked up the window. I live at Buzzard Point with a panoramic cinematic view to the river and to Reagan Airport and the military base. I looked and all I see is smoke. So it was very unusual scene, and the sound was more like a war zone, something you only hear in a video game. I've never been in a war zone, so I don't know how that feels. But the smoke caught my attention at the south runway, south of the runway at Reagan Airport. I just took a few videos a few minutes after when I saw D.C. police, the U.S. Coast Guard, firefighters, Arlington police. All of these resources were deployed toward the smoke area. So I took a few videos, and it was something, you know, worth noting. It's something big. It's something huge. So the river is frozen. So you can imagine the maneuvers that all these boats have to take in order to get to the crash sites. And very unfortunate of what's happening. And so, yeah, there was like 3 sites there at the military base on the east side of the river. There's a lot of ambulance, fire trucks. All the sirens have lit up the sky. The same thing on the west side of the river with all of the firefighters on the runway. So that was something. And then, of course, the news started buzzing all over nationwide. As we speak, I just tweeted, actually, some photos from the crash site in the early morning hours. I can see that the waterway is blocked. There is about...
Yes. Let me translate that really quickly, please. Pues dice que eran las 8:15 de la noche cuando escuchó un fuerte sonido, un fuerte ruido. De hecho, fueron 2 sonidos bastante fuertes los que escuchó. Miró por la ventana y lo único que podía mirar era mucho humo, lo cual le pareció bastante inusual. Fue un sonido casi que se escucha solo en las guerras, lo cual él solo ha escuchado en los videojuegos porque nunca ha estado en una situación como tal. El humo, por supuesto, llamó la atención y al rato empezó a ver cómo las autoridades llegaban, policías, bomberos que se desplegaron en la zona donde salía ese humo, y lo que hizo fue pues tomar los videos y se dio cuenta de que era algo grande. Nos dice que el río está congelado, entonces nos podemos imaginar las maniobras de los botes para llegar al lugar del accidente. Es bastante desafortunado lo que pasó. Nos dice que pues del lado este del río se pueden ver todo este despliegue de ambulancias, bombero y equipo que está allí tratando de recuperar los cuerpos, y nos dice que mientras hablamos pudo publicar esas fotografías de lo que ha visto.
Abadi, estoy caminando en este momento a la orilla del río Potomac y desde aquí, donde veo el lugar del accidente, se ve el Capitolio de los Estados Unidos y el Pentágono. Para que nos hagamos una idea, ¿qué tan cerca estamos, a cuántos minutos del Pentágono y si estamos o no tan cerca como se ve del Capitolio de los Estados Unidos del lugar del accidente?
So we have our correspondent in Washington, D.C., and he wants us to ask you if you can, like, let us know and give us maybe, like, an image of how far is the Capitol from what happened and how far is the Pentagon from where the accident happened. Could you illustrate that for us?
Yes. So the Pentagon is literally a mile north of the crash site, exactly 1 mile by boat. Toward the Pentagon. And the Capitol, I would say more like 2 miles. So you have to go. When you have to go? So to go to the Pentagon from the crash site, you need to go through the Potomac. In order to go to the Capitol, you need to take the Washington Channel. but they're relatively close, very close. So this would have been catastrophic had this plane fall off about a mile north of the river. It would have definitely hit probably the Pentagon shopping center, a very dense and populated area of people. And looking at the route of the plane, you know, most of the planes, depends on the winds, they fly north towards south. This time, if I'm not mistaken, the plane was flying south toward north, south of the river, going up north and landing in that direction. So, yeah, it was, it was inevitable, but luckily it's not like a 9/11 scene where we hit the Pentagon, but it was very close. It was like literally about a mile away.
Nos dice que el Pentágono es muy cerca, queda a una milla al norte del lugar donde ocurrió el accidente en bote. Nos dice que el Capitolio a 2 millas. Nos dice que pues el lugar, o sea, pudo haber ocurrido una tragedia porque a una milla hay un lugar bastante concurrido, lleno de gente, como nos decía, está el Pentágono, y también pues es una zona de comer, de mucho comercio allí. Entonces nos dice que pudo haber pasado algo bastante grave porque está bastante cerca de estas zonas que son tan concurridas.
Abadi, basado en lo que usted vio, ¿cree que de pronto hubo algún intento de parte de los pilotos por evitar la colisión?
So based on what you saw, do you think that there was any attempt by the pilots to avoid this collision?
There was, from the photos I've seen online, there was like 3 planes. So there was the helicopter, there was the American Airlines flight that is landing, and there was another flight that was just departing. This is a very busy area, extremely busy. There's investigation. Investigation is underway. I can't really be committed or sure because it was dark. It was hard to really see. So had not I hear the bang, bang, it was hard for me to kind of really take a look and see what's happening outside.
Pues nos dice que por lo que pudo ver en las videos y las fotografías en línea, pues se veían 3 aeronaves, el helicóptero, un avión aterrizando y otro saliendo, pero nos dice que es un área de mucho movimiento y es mejor esperar a las investigaciones porque estaba muy oscuro, él solo pudo escuchar esos ruidos estruendosos, esos bang bang, pues que sintió en el momento del accidente.
¿Hasta qué punto, según lo que él sabe y además lo que ve, esta zona en donde está el aeropuerto Reagan debería replantearse sobre su ubicación, si se debería trasladar? Porque tengo entendido que incidentes no trágicos, pero incidentes sí se dan constantemente porque hay mucho, mucho tráfico aéreo.
So, to what extent, according to your knowledge, do you think this area should be reconsidered for the airport? Because we have heard of quite a few, well, not so big incidents, but do you think that this area should be, looked up on?
This is an extremely busy airport area. There are 3 airports here, from Dallas Airport, Reagan Airport, and also Baltimore Airport. So huge traffic, and there is a lot of strict rules in how the planes navigate through the Potomac to get into the Reagan Airport, you know, due to the security and the sensitivity of all of the location. We're talking about the White House, we're talking about the Pentagon, we're talking about a lot of government agencies over here. So there is a lot of measures that pilots have to take in order to land in DCA. So what is the next step? We just have to wait and see.
Well, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure having you today on our show, and we're sorry about this accident.
Thank you. Bye.
Pues nos dice que el área es bastante concurrida, son 3 aeropuertos, el Reagan, el Baltimore, y nos dice que hay mucho tráfico ahí, hay muchas reglas para pasar por el Potomac. Nos dice que pues hay mucha seguridad porque además hay muchas entidades gubernamentales cerca, la Casa Blanca, el Pentágono, muchas agencias del gobierno, entonces son muchas medidas que hay que tomar para poder aterrizar en el área. El próximo paso hay que esperar y ver qué deciden las autoridades.